From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Many world leaders are in Washington for President Obama's fourth and final nuclear security summit, an effort to secure nuclear material from terror groups and others with malicious intent. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said Wednesday the Obama administration is pleased with last year's nuclear deal with Iran as a way to control the spread of nuclear material.
What's also true is that since the president initiated this series of nuclear security summits, 13 countries plus Taiwan have eliminated their stockpile of highly enriched uranium. That is a tangible example of the progress that we have made.
The biennial event Thursday and Friday is to include delegations from more than 50 nations who will discuss evolving nuclear threats and ways to prevent them. The head of the UN-mediated Libyan unity government arrived in Tripoli by ship Wednesday in a bid to set up a temporary seat of power despite efforts to block its entry by air. Fayez Sarraj, the new government's prime minister, arrived at a naval base under heavy security from Tunisia. He said his government has already begun the difficult task of rebuilding the war-torn nation, unifying the central bank and national oil corporation, as well as put in place policies to ease the suffering of the Libyan people. Western nations view the unity government as the best hope for ending years of chaos and uniting multiple factions within the North African country, but it has not received the support of rival administrations in the East and West. The United States Wednesday called on so-called obstructionists in Libya to make way for the new government and its important work. This is VOA News. Syria's President Bashar al-Assad told a Russian news agency Wednesday the Geneva peace talks should result in a government that includes both opposition representatives and officials loyal to the regime. However, the Syrian opposition rejected that, saying there's no political future that includes Mr. Assad. The White House called Mr. Assad's view a non-starter. Stephen O'Brien, the UN humanitarian chief, told the Security Council Wednesday that since January, aid workers have reached nearly 400,000 Syrians and besieged in hard-to-reach areas, but continued safe access is urgently needed to reach many more.
Humanitarian conditions remain dire throughout the country, with some 13.5 million people remaining in need across the country. And we are still facing daily obstacles to reach those who need our help the most.
So far this year, he said, only about 30% of those in besieged areas have been reached, while less than 10% of those in hard-to-reach areas have received any aid. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met with a delegation of Nigerian officials Wednesday for a day-long round of talks to discuss, among other things, the African country's issues with terrorist groups. Kerry acknowledged the challenges Nigeria has experienced with Boko Haram and repeated U.S. support for the government.
Under President Buhari, Nigeria has been taking the fight to Boko Haram, and it has reduced Boko Haram's capacity to launch full-scale attacks. However, the group still remains a threat, a serious threat to the entire region.
Nigeria's defense minister said the military had reclaimed much of the land once occupied by Boko Haram and that it would be able to push the terror group out of the Sambisa forest within 2 to 3 months. A suspected would-be suicide bomber detained Friday in Cameroon is said not to be the one of more than 200 Nigerian schoolgirls abducted from Chibok in northern Borno State 2 years ago. The non-governmental Murtala Mohammed Foundation helped verify the young girl's identity, a big claim she was indeed one of the kidnapped girls taken by Boko Haram. The Nigerian government says the 12-year-old was abducted in Bama a year ago when the village was overrun. The UN says it's investigating extremely troubling new allegations of sexual exploitation and abuse by peacekeepers in Central African Republic. The incidents occurred between 2013 and 2015 in Kemo Prefecture involving UN and non-UN personnel. The UN Security Council Wednesday rejected a call to reduce the peacekeeping force in Democratic Republic of Congo. It extended the 20,000-strong MONUSCO force for another year. Kinshasa had called for halving the force. The council called for elections to be held on schedule in November. Brazil's President Dilma Rousseff has lashed out at those trying to impeach her Wednesday, saying they're trying to carry out a coup to oust her. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.